Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I want to welcome you to another episode of We Share Crowdfunding with former heavyweight champion James Bone Crusher Smith. My name is Woody Wharton, and I'm here to welcome you and say thank you for coming on tonight. And just let you know that we're here every Friday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But it gives me great pleasure to introduce a good friend of mine. He is a pastor, a mentor to children, and also the former heavyweight champion of the world, Mr. James Bone Crusher Smith. Bone Crusher, are you there?
Yeah, Woody, can you hear me?
I got you loud and clear.
Well, I want to thank you, for introducing We Share Crowdfunding to me a little bit before Christmas. And, you know, I think you understood that I had a kids program, a community project already, mentoring kids around the world. And I finally made a small donation to your project. And basically that's how you get involved. You make whoever share an opportunity with you, you make a donation to their project. Whether that be $50, $100, or $200, and all of a sudden that person helped you get your project started, which you did for me, and I've been working it ever since, and very excited about it. I've been doing a lot of traveling, trying to heal from my total knee replacement. Got to do the other one now because it's giving me pain, but I love We Share Crowdfunding, and they hit a couple stumbling blocks there a little bit, and I had to get myself together too. So I'm ready to go, ready to do some three ways again with you and do some meetings. I've been on the road now for the last week or so, and last Friday I was in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, with 25 former world boxing heavyweight champions, and that very exciting, including Mike Tyson, Evander Holyfield, Lennox Lewis, the Klitschko brothers, the Spinks brothers, Larry Holmes, and the list goes on. And a lot of those guys will be coming to join us in Myrtle Beach for the kickoff of the Boxing Legends Hall of Fame weekend, and which will be a fundraiser for in addition to my project, mentoring kids, and hopefully we will be able to mentor some kids that weekend and just continue to mentor kids and encourage them to make good decisions. And very excited about it. And I do know that there's some great things being planned for We Share Crowdfunding. I'm very excited about it, very, very excited about getting refocused and getting growing the team and just sharing this with everybody. And Woody, thank you, and I'm going to kick it back to you and let you introduce Monty if he's on.
All right. Thank you, Bone Crusher. Monty's not on right now, but just a little bit, I'd like to say just a little bit about what I've done with We Share Crowdfunding. And, you know, I was introduced to it from Clarence Montgomery, which, you know, we all call Monty. And, you know, when he first started sending me messages about it, I really didn't pay attention. And the reason I didn't pay attention is because I had tried a crowdfunding project on another crowdfunding platform, and I didn't have very much success with it. And, you know, I put it on Facebook. I needed help with a bus of mine that I use for my daycare center to transport the kids back and forth, and needed some work. And I put a page up there, and, you know, I put it on Facebook and sent it out to all my family, friends, and acquaintances, and I really, really thought that, you know, they would read it and they would donate money to me, and, you know, I'd be able to get the bus fixed or buy a new bus or whatever. But, you know, what happened is that I didn't receive any donations. I mean, zero. I mean, nobody even donated a dollar. So when Monty started telling me about this We Share Crowdfunding through email, you know, I thought I knew everything about crowdfunding. I kind of had my mind made up that, you know, that doesn't work. And I think a lot of us do that if we have an experience with something, or we hear somebody tell us a story about experience that they had. But then he turned around and he texted me a message one day. He texted me on my phone and he says, "Is there anything that you need to raise money for?" And, you know, I immediately came back and said, "Yes, I need to raise money to get my bus fixed." And he said, "We share crowdfunding can help." And at that time, I said, "Well, tell me how." And he sent me some videos that I took a look at. And, you know, immediately when I watched the videos, I saw it. I understood it. And I said, and I called him back and I said, "Hey, man, this might work." But before I called him back, I Googled crowdfunding. And now I tell everybody to Google crowdfunding because crowdfunding is huge. I just saw something today that said that crowdfunding, I believe it did $16 billion last year. It is predicted to do $34 billion this year. And, folks, you got to understand, that is people donating money to other people's projects to help them achieve their goals. Okay, $34 billion, that's huge. And it's just growing. And if you look at that, that's double or more than double of what it was last year. And so we probably can look and say it will probably do the same thing next year. And, you know, crowdfunding is not just a national thing. It's worldwide. You can receive donations from all over the world. From in WeShare, except for a few countries that we do not do business in. So I really recommend that everybody Google crowdfunding. Take a look around. Do your due diligence on what it is. But the key thing that really interested me with WeShare and other than the other platforms is that we have a community or a team concept of how we receive donations. And so where it was with that other platform where I was putting the information out to as many people as I could, with WeShare, we kind of build a team, we kind of build a community, and we share in the donations. And, you know, that concept is, it's you know, I've heard a guy say before that it's come from a long time ago when people used to build houses together and the whole neighbor community would get together and help a person out. And with WeShare, it is just working just tremendously great for people. And I will tell you that I have brought in several thousand dollars of donations for my project. And it will continue to bring in donations. And, you know, I was privy today to see that there's something new coming down the pipe. And this something new is going to even cause us to receive even more donations. Bone Crusher, were you able to see that?
Wow.
Did you get the email on the new stuff that's coming out?
Say what?
Did you get the email on the new stuff that's coming out here probably in the next month or so with crowdfunding with WeShare?
I didn't look at that now.
I'll tell you. They put out a couple new videos just giving a sneak peek at what's coming up, and it is really, really exciting to see what's getting ready to happen. And I believe that it's going to take what we have now, and it's only going to enhance it, and it's going to be able to help people achieve their goals even faster than what they're doing now. With that, it's awesome. I'll forward the email to you. I don't know if you got it, but I'll forward it to you and let you take a look at it. A couple videos on there that they just took a sneak peek out, and I think that we are in for a big surprise and quite a ride here once this really kicks off and becomes official. So with that, Mom Fletcher, you know, I just want to throw it back to you. I know we have... we got one guest online. I think they said her name was Ida. I'm not really sure who that is. I don't know if you know who it is, but that's who we have there.
That's my guest.
Oh, okay, okay.
How do you want to ask the question?
No, I'm good. I was just listening to it. I thought of an idea today of a program that I want to get started to on crowdfunding, and the information was good.
Okay.
Well, we welcome you on the call tonight, and This is James Bonecrusher Smith. I live in Myrtle Beach. And mark your calendar for June 17th to the 19th. We're going to host a bunch of the boxing legends into Myrtle Beach. And it's a fundraiser for a Boxing Legends Hall of Fame Museum that I want to do in Myrtle Beach. And I'm in Maryland right now, but I'm headed to New York, and there's going to be a retired boxers event tomorrow night, Saturday night, and Sunday night, and I'll be headed back to Myrtle Beach after that. But I want to just give my phone number out and encourage you guys to call me, and let's work together on this. Woody and I have been knowing each other for years, and we've worked on different projects together and had some great times and made some money, a lot of money. And I see this as, Woody, probably the best thing we've ever worked together on, and it's just a matter of, it's so simple that you can donate, make a small donation to someone else's project, and that gets your project set up. So my cell phone number is 910-658-3408, and feel free to call anytime. We can do some three-way calls. But I see this call here, Woody, this Blog Talk Radio show, really is an opportunity that, again, people can plug their prospects in and they can plug in themselves and hear someone else talk about it, give testimonies. And basically that's how we do it, Woody, you know, and we testimonies and follow and keep it simple is a great way to grow your team and your business. So let's just, if you don't mind, we'll just go back and forth a little bit and do a little dialogue. And if Monty pops up, we'll bring him in. And Pastor Nathan Hill, if you'd like to say a couple words, you down there, and you so graciously let us use this this show here every Friday night, and we appreciate that. And I'd like to give you an opportunity to say a couple words if you like.
Well, I'm just happy to be here. I was on the site last week, and I'm just impressed how they done improve it. And I can see a bigger picture now. I don't understand quite yet about when they're putting the money in the cart. So when you go back and you they put the money in your cart and you donate that money back, that goes to be distributed among the people.
Yeah. When fascinating. When you make your donation, basically what happens is depending upon the level, your donation is going to go to three different people. There's a primary that it's going to go to 50% of whatever you donate, and then there's two secondaries. We call them the parent and the grandparent, and they will receive 25%. Each of whatever donation comes through. And the system is set up that it knows exactly where to send the money to. It almost happens instantaneously. Once you press that button, you probably could, a person could probably wait about 5 seconds and they will see that donation and it will show up in their back office and it will show them who sent it to you, sent it to them. So, it's quite a unique plan. And the one thing that we always like to say is that 100% of the donations go to projects. There is no administration fees. There is no company fees, transfer fees.
Right.
100% goes to people's projects. And there's not many programs out there that you will see that there's not somebody that's taking a little here or somebody getting there or
right.
some type of fee.
Yeah.
And with this program, it's going to help the people with their project. So and stepping up, when you go in your back office and you click where you want to step up to, and, you know, you go ahead and put your information. You know, that's just what stepping up is, basically donating to someone else's project. That's all it is. And whatever
so
amount
that,
you, you're going to, yeah.
That's what I was asking. They got it in a cot now. They put it in
yeah.
a cot. Okay, on my second level, they put $20 in the cot. But on my automated, they got $40. So this one, so would I, if I was going to pay one, would I, for me to step up to my third level, I want to move to my third level, but I paid it one
okay.
in the cot?
If, when you click, yeah, when you click the button and it whichever level it is, if you have money that is in your wallet, it will use that money to pay for that step up.
Oh.
And also, the system is set up that if you have the box checked and the money comes in, it will automatically step up for you. Once you hit the amount that needs to be in there, the system will look at it and say, okay, there's 200 in there. We're going to step you up to the next level, whatever that price may be. Now, if you don't have the correct amount in there, let's say that you're stepping up, let's say, to a $100 level and you only got 50 in there, well, it will take the 50, but then it's going to ask you that you're going to need another form of payment for the next 50. So, you know,
oh,
that may be when you have
to. Okay, I got it now.
Yeah. Okay?
I got it now. Okay. I got it.
Yeah, and what we tell people is that, you know, this program is basically like self-generating. You know, you go out and you get a couple people started on their own projects, and, you know, they donate 50 to your project or 100 or 200. When that money goes in your wallet, that money will be used to step you up to the next level. So what we say is that the max that you should donate put into this program is going to be $200. That's it. Whether you put that in when you first start or you start out with $50 and add another $50 and then $100, however it may be, the max you should put in is $200, and then everything else should be from donations that you're receiving to help move you up through the levels. And as long as you are, you know, introducing it to them, like we said, you're just sharing. That's all we're doing. We're sharing a way that people can come together to accomplish their projects and their goals and their dreams. And as long as you're sharing and you're getting new people that are going to come in, and even if they come in for $50, the system is going to work and move you up, you know, as soon as you have enough money in your wallet to do so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And,
I can,
you know,
go ahead and, I can go ahead and put that there and still move up.
Yes, as long as you know, if you're getting some donations, if you want, you can just press the cart button and say checkout, and whatever the difference is, you know, you'd have to put on a credit card or a debit card or something like that.
Okay.
Anything else?
That was good, Willie. You know, and I want to encourage, the other folks that's on the line to just take a few moments, whether that be once a day or once a week or once a month, just take a few months and and spend kind of educating yourself on the system. I mean, and I think once we buy into it, once we understand it, once we take ownership of it, I think things will become clearer
oh, yeah.
to us. I think taking ownership of it. Huh?
It's a fantastic system. I ain't seen nothing like it. That last version they put out, man, I say, gay goodness, this is a no-brainer. You know, just got to get people to understand it.
Yeah, and it's different. And you know,
yeah,
that no monthly,
yeah.
that monthly order for most companies, that gets people. You know, that's one of the things, especially if they don't see success quickly in the beginning. you know, that monthly auto ship, that gets people. And to this, one time, and just share it with other people. And, you know, we have calls throughout the week. Just get them on those calls, you know. And then this call, you're definitely welcome to get them on this call.
With the amount of traffic, we're getting the highest traffic throughout all the shows I'm having now, Friday night, Law Talk, for crowdfunding. We're getting the highest amount of traffic now. I mean, last week we did 15 people full Saturday morning. We're getting it.
Yeah.
Everybody looking. We got people listening. We got their attention.
Well, and I, you know, $50 is not going to hurt anybody. So they need to go ahead and make that donation and put themselves.
I agree with you 100%. I tell you.
You know, because when they make that donation to someone else's project, that gets them going. You know, and that's just the way it is. But that's a good way that it is, and I'm very excited about it.
I am too. I can't wait to see what's coming up next. I just can't wait to see.
Yeah. Do our guests have a question? Anyone have a question for me? This is Bunkers. What, do you have a question for me?
No. You know, I'm just excited about what I saw today and yesterday. And, you know, we've always said that we're in the right place, and we've known there's been some behind-the-scenes things going on here since for about 6 months. And I think they're about ready to come to fruition. And, you know, all I can say is, you know, hold on to your seat and be ready, be prepared. And when it comes down the pipe, be ready to jump on board and get going.
All right.
Fantastic. You think we should cut the call short?
I think we've got about.
Just make a list, just to make a list. A short list. I mean, you know, 10 people, and then, you know, number them from 1 to 10, and then maybe the top 5. I mean, just invite them to the call and any call, or just plug them into a 3-way call, and we can help you grow your business. I mean, don't be afraid. Don't be shy. Just let's just make it happen. We should be talking. I'd say let's do two three ways per day, 5 days a week. I think that's a doable goal, and you'd be surprised on how your business will grow. What do you think, Woody?
Okay.
Yeah, true. That's it. Just make a couple exposures. And key word is we're sharing it. We're not selling it. We're sharing it. And, you know, after we share it, we really, you know, we can't, tell a person or make them do it. But if they see what we see and the possibilities here and how they can finish their project or complete their project, you know, they'll come on in. And, again, the price point is, you know, absolutely incredible, $50 to get started minimum and no monthly payment right now. So it's awesome. And, you know, people, we just got to introduce it to more people and let them see what is here. And I think that they're going to all come along. And I already know this thing is exploding all over the world. And we just got to get the word about WeShare out just a little more.
Question.
All right. With that said,
she got a question.
Okay.
Yes. Say, you know, I start a project, but, you know, people want to donate. Do they have to have a project to it? Just can they just donate to your cause without having one of their own?
Okay, that's a good question. You know, in WeShare, we have actually two ways that you can receive donations. We have direct donations, And then we have the shared donation. And once you set up your project, one of the things that you will do while you're doing it is you will put a payment button on there, and we've all been using PayPal to do that. And if somebody wants to do just a direct donation to you, they say, hey, listen, I really love what you're doing, and I want to help, but I don't want to be a part of the WeShare for whatever reason. They just click the button on your page, and whatever amount they donate to you will go directly to your PayPal. So,
okay.
Yes, they can donate to you without becoming part of the program.
Okay.
But I don't have my PayPal set up in my township.
Okay, then we have to go ahead and get that set up. If you will get with me, we'll go ahead and make that happen. It's a pretty simple process. And you know, once we get it on there, the company looks at it and approves it, and then the button will be there.
Do I need to set up another PayPal account or use the one I already have?
You can use the same account that you already have. You don't have to set up a different one.
Okay. All right.
All righty. Ida, was that what
yes.
you wanted to know?
Yes, that's exactly
okay.
what I wanted to know. Mm-hmm. Thank you so okay. much.
All
okay.
right, Paul, I think that's going to about wrap it up.
Okay. Thank you all, and look forward to seeing you all again next Friday, same time. And thank you all. You guys have a good weekend and a good night.
Okay, thank you.
Good
night.
Good night.